Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mike McDonald met with the media as the Ravens head into their bye week.
Great to see everybody. Shout out to those who made the trip back. Looking at a couple. Much respect. But we're in it, so let's bang this out. How we doing?
Do you have any strong views on touchdown celebrations?
I was hoping there was just one of them yesterday. The second one, I don't know if it was necessary or not.
How pleased were you with the defensive performance last night? Four takeaways, you know, talented offense.
Well, the most important thing is winning the game, and you know, we talked about how we wanted to play, and definitely the guys did that. You know, trying to get into start fast. Obviously, takeaways is of paramount importance throughout the entire season, but to actually come to fruition, especially against that offense who hasn't really turned the ball over the course of the year, was great to see. So, you know, just us attacking the football, handling the situations. I thought really the thing that goes unnoticed is the poise that the guys had throughout the game, given the situation. I was proud of, and you just turn the tape on. You're really proud of the effort and the physicality, and you know, there's things we're gonna always be chasing execution wise, but we're right there, you know. So we're in a good spot going into the bye.
How good of football is Hamilton playing?
He's playing really, really good football. He's a special player. I mean, he can do just about anything on a football field, and we ask a lot of him. And We're very excited to have him, but he's playing at a high level right now.
Mike, was there a time, obviously, players make jumps from year one to year two, so there's a natural progression there. But was there a time where you kind of started to see a click with him, where you could tell he just looked like a different player and how he was moving and just the way he was playing with confidence?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know if I can pinpoint a time. I mean, he definitely had some comfort, you know, filling in the nickel spot last year, moving closer to the football. You know, the off season is probably the best way I can pinpoint it. Being able to play both positions, and we were really cooking him at safety, and was able to make some plays on the ball throughout camp, and you just really felt him out there. So that's probably the answer.
Mike, without kind of exposing too much of your strategy thought process, on that final fourth down, Millett comes in on untouched. What's going through your mind prior to that play in terms of trying to attack them?
Shoot. I mean, I think in that situation, we're trying to throw our fastball. And, you know, we talk about we want to be going forward and staying aggressive. So that was a call we had and for that, you know, that particular situation. And, you know, honestly, it's a shout out to the guys. You know, you get the call in fast. We talk about an early call is always a good call so the guys can go play. And all across the board, all 11, like the execution was just to a T on how we wanted it. And just, you know, proud of Arthur not jumping in that situation and aiming for the high shoulder and mirrored the throwing hand, did all the things we coached him to do, and really took advantage of the situation. So, but you can go through each of the 11 guys in that situation, and they're doing it exactly how we want it to be done. And when you do that in critical situations, you know, you got a great chance to close out games.
Yes, John. I'm curious about the Patrick Queen play when he had an open lane at the quarterback and he veered off and still set the kind of the pick for the stunt. As a coach, are you like, wow, man, way to execute the play? You know, what do you say to
Yeah, I mean, it's actually happened a couple times over the last year or two. And, you know, we say we don't want to dishonor the organization by aborting the pick. And he hasn't dishonored the organization yet. So shout out to PQ. I mean, those situations, when you understand the protection schemes that you're getting, you know, go ahead and make your layups. But he's doing what we're asking him to do, and he's trying to set his teammate up. So shout out to PQ.
Mike, going back to the Millett play, obviously Michael Pierce dropped back on that one. Just kind of what's the thought, you know, how do you kind of think through that when you have a defensive tackle dropping back in coverage and, you know, when you tell Michael, hey, on this play you're going to be dropping in coverage, what does he say in those situations?
Well, for that particular technique, I think Piercy's probably the best guy we have at doing it. I mean, he's a really underrated athlete. I think it goes back to our philosophy of we want everybody to be able to blitz, drop. I mean, it's fluid, right? And having the threat of being able to bring pressure from both sides, up the middle, you know, overload a side, that particular scheme asked him to drop. And he's got his rule, and he executed his rule, and he's stood right where he should be standing. And shoot, I almost picked the ball off. It's closer. Actually, I didn't realize it in real time, but watching it back on the coach's copy, I realized he was pretty close to getting his hand on the football, which would have been pretty epic. But say the play worked out in our favor.
I'd like to ask John this, but what did you know of Arthur Millett, say, 6 to 8 months ago? And now that he's been here, how have you identified, like, his skill set?
Well, I mean, I knew he played some really good football for Pittsburgh, and you know, you see that kind of stuff on crossover tape. And then when it became, you know, known to us that we were interested in bringing him in, you know, just trust the scouts and the personnel guys and George and Eric, and they really liked him, and we brought him in, and he kind of just hit the ground running. But he's a competitive guy, and he brings a lot of energy on the edge of the defense. And I, like the way it shook out last night with the reps, I didn't get a lot of reps early, but he stayed ready. And when we called his number towards the end of the game, I mean, he executed at a high level. So, I mean, that's all you can ask. So, you know, it speaks the whole defense. All 11 guys playing together, you're going to have an opportunity to step up and make plays, you know, when your time comes. And it just comes from doing your job and executing one play at a time. And he's done that.
Is it amazing when you step back and think about it, how much you guys – improved your defense with guys you added in late July, August, September? You know, I mean, people probably traditionally think of teams as set going into training camp, but you think about the contributors that you added in those months.
Yeah, I think, you know, you think when you listen to your question, I think Eric and Ozzie over the years talking about your roster is never really set throughout the course of the season. Right. And I think that's the philosophy of the organization, is just trying to always improve the team. And we've done a great job of targeting guys that can come in and be productive for us, and you know, and then we kind of take it from there. But obviously, we're excited to always take on great players. We're never going to turn down great players.
Mike, along those lines, clearly you guys didn't roll it up to have Marlon miss as much time as he did, you know, leading up to the bye week. But how much of a credit is it to the guys that have filled in for him that you've still played such high-level pass defense? And what does it say about maybe even being able to hit a higher level, getting Marlon back healthy for the stretch run?
Yeah, I think those guys, they deserve a lot of credit for, I mean, it's been seamless. And it's the attitude we have as a defense. We're not batting an eye. We're not flinching. We got a lot of great players in that room, which I've talked to, you know, in prior meetings. But, you know, this is whoever's ready for that week, let's roll. You know, they know their role, you know, understand the game plan. You know, there's a lot of guys that could have gone in the game last night. We had a lot of confidence in, just didn't shake out that way. And then when Marlins comes back, then shoot, I mean, again, and an elite corner in this league. He's done it for a long time at a high level, and I'm just excited for him to be healthy and doing his thing out there.
Like, you guys have been good in so many different defensive metrics. To close a game out like you did last night, what do you feel like that does for the defense as a whole? Is that something that can, you know, carry over and be kind of a building block to finishing more games?
Well, it's definitely a point of emphasis, you know, for the last couple of years. You know, and the more you're in those situations, the better. It means you got the lead late in the game. So we want to be in those situations. And it's something that we've obviously talked about because of, you know, the way games have shaken out over the last year or two. But, once you do it and you do it a couple times, you know, we had a couple chances to close the Indianapolis game out. And, you know, we want more of them. You know, we want more of them so we can keep contributing to wins here.
Seen him improve every year. Why do you think he made the big jump this year to what he's doing right now?
I'd attribute it to a few things. One is just his overall work ethic. And I think when you start to stack those reps over the course of time, you start to really feel the dividends going into year four. You know, so I think that's probably the biggest thing. And I think we've done a tremendous job with him. I mean, just day-to-day basis. It means a lot to have a great coach and to keep putting you in a great situation. So shout out to Weave on that. And he just brings it every day, man. Like, I mean, I know it sounds like coach talk, coach cliche, but that really does mean something. You can't go in and out. Some days bring it, sometimes you don't. It doesn't work like that. You know, you got to keep building every day. And Beeks is a guy that's out here every day, and he goes 100 miles an hour every time he's out there. So, spoken to this before, but definitely think of very highly of Justin and the way he plays the game, plays like a Raven.
Harv said that David Ojabo had surgery on his knee. Just your thoughts on the player. He can still come back and be, you know, next year when he comes back.
Yeah, David's going to be a great player in this league. He's going to have a great career. Obviously, feel for him the way that his first way his career started. And he's dealing with adversity right now, so he needs our support. And he has it, you know. But he's going to have a great career, and he's going to recover, and he'll be back ready to roll next year. I have full confidence in that.
Mike, is there a focus for you during the bye week? Go ahead, Paul.
Sorry.
I'm afraid of Matabika. It seemed like he was getting double teamed a lot last night. Have you seen him get more respect as the season's going along?
That's a good question. I can't answer that with 100% certainty. I mean, we haven't really like charted, you know, how many times he's getting double teamed and all that. But when he's getting double teamed, means somebody else is getting the one on one, and so those guys are expected to come through in that situation.
Like, is there a focus for you during this bye week? Is it all self scout? Do you start looking ahead at teams on your schedule? How do you spend the week?
We met this morning. It's really like threefold. So the first thing is, the first big goal of the week is to kind of look at our guys and evaluate what they're doing well and what things that they can improve on an individual basis. Kind of the next fold would be looking at ourselves situationally, schematically, what we're doing well, what we can build upon, what opportunities are there for us to grow. And then obviously we're trying to get ahead, you know, so working on the Rams, working on Jacksonville, San Francisco, Miami, kind of phase into that, you know, this last kind of quadrant of the season.
Mike, as a coach, what do you think of the late bye?
Whatever, man. just go wherever they tell me.
All right.
Thanks, guys.